Hey, it's David Marklin, Executive Director with Midsummer Scream, and you're listening to Big Scary News.
Hi folks, Drew Badger here in the Big Scary Newsroom with an important message. Over the next few shows, we'll be rolling out some new formats and changing the way we do the news. We'll still be bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and information you've come to expect, but we're wanting to rebrand ourselves a bit and, frankly, gain a few more listeners. So expect a few changes over the next few weeks as we continue to scour the globe to bring you all the latest news in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. Remember, if you have news, email it to us at news@bigscaryshow.com and we'll put it on the air. Again, thank you to Froggy's Fog, for whom we are proud to call our title sponsor. And now, without further ado, here is the latest Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
We start off with some news from the Nightmare Corn Maze in South Glastonbury, Connecticut. We're always looking for creatures of the night. Do you think you have what it takes to make someone's nightmares come true? The new Nightmares Corn Maze in South Glastonbury, Connecticut is now hiring haunt actors. We met a few of them at ScareCon, and they're a fun bunch. See or visit nightmarecornmaze.com, email nightmarecornmaze23@gmail.com, or call or text 860-414-1305 for more information. We have this news courtesy of the Bain Haunted House in Livingston, New Jersey. Apocalypse, New Jersey's next annihilation mission will take place at the Haunted Scare House in Wharton, New Jersey on July 23rd. That's right, the awesome mission you all loved is happening again. Come out and help us keep the contamination at bay because the zombies are back, and tickets are on sale now. Visit BaneHauntedHouse.com/apocalypse-tickets to get your tickets and more information. We have this courtesy of 100 Acre Manor in Pittsburgh. We are proud to announce that 100 Acres Manor has designed and built the first ever haunted house in Dubai, United Arab Emirates. Our creative team has worked for months to plan, design, and construct Hysteria Haunted Attraction. Hysteria opened recently in the world-famous Dubai Mall. The manor-themed haunted attraction is full of zombies, creatures, and special effects that will give the annual 42 million mall visitors the opportunity to experience a haunted house. But don't worry if you can't make it to Dubai to experience what our creative team has been working on. 100 Acres Manor has two brand new attractions coming this fall. For more information on the project, visit createfear.com/hysteria-haunted-attraction.html. Congratulations. We have an update to Flashback Weekend in Chicago. Flashback Weekend Chicago Horror Convention presents Sven Gulli, a.k.a. Rich Kaz, for 2 days, August 6th and 7th. Sven Gulli will sign autographs, pose for photos, and host the Sinister Visions Costume Contest on Saturday, August 6th and Sunday, August 7th. Sven live on stage emceeing, Abbott and Costello meet Frankenstein with audience participation and prizes. Many great guests, including a Scream reunion with Nev Campbell, Matthew Lillard, and Skeet Ulrich, Malcolm McDowell, a Slashers and Final Girls reunion, and many, many more things happening. Check out the guest lineup at flashbackweekend.com, and tickets are now on sale. We have an update from the Underworld series. Back in April, Screen Gems released the first teaser poster for Underworld Blood Wars, although it didn't feature returning star Kate Beckinsale or any of the other cast members. Since the release date had already been set for October 14th, most assumed that the first trailer was just around the corner, but the studio still hasn't released any footage. We found out why, with Screen Gems officially pushing the movie from October 14th, 2016 to January 6th, 2017. Variety reported on the release date shift, but there was no reason given for why the date was pushed into next year. In its new date on January 6th, Underworld 5 will be going up against the Weinstein's Company's Amityville, The Awakening, starring Bella Thorne and Universal Pictures' Mina, starring Tom Cruise. The first weekend in January is typically quite slow at the box office, but that could change next year with three high-profile projects hitting theaters. Very few story details have been revealed thus far, but will bring back franchise stars Kate Beckinsale as Celine, Theo James as Celine's ally David from Underworld Awakening, and Charles Dance as the vampire leader Thomas. Tobias Menzies and Laura Pulver also star as formidable new Lycan leader and a fiercely ambitious vampire. The cast is rounded out by James Faulkner, Peter Anderson, Clementine Nicholson, Bradley James, and Daisy Head. Principal photography started in Prague last October with the 10-week shoot taking place entirely in the Czech capital and in other surrounding areas. Anna Forrester makes her directorial debut on Underworld Blood Wars after having previously directed episodes of the television series Criminal Minds and Outlander. She's made the transition to a director after a celebrated film career or as a celebrated career as a director of photography, working on blockbusters such as Independence Day, The Day After Tomorrow, and White House Down. The screenplay for Underworld 5 was penned by Corey Goodman and based on characters originally created by Kevin Grievous, Len Wiseman, and Danny McBride. Lakeshore Entertainment's Tom Rosenberg, Gary Lucchesi, and Richard S. Wright are producing. They're joined by David Kern along with Len Wiseman. We'll be sure to keep you posted with more updates on Underworld Blood Wars, so stay tuned. We have this news from the Frightland Haunted Attractions in Middletown, Delaware. Is the Halloween season one of your favorite times of the year? Do you enjoy the rush of making people jump? Can you get into makeup and costume and go over the top in character acting? Are you a team player who enjoys working together with others? Frightland, Delaware's largest haunted attraction, is now accepting applications for the upcoming season. We're looking for experienced and closeted actors and haunt enthusiasts to help us scare the wits out of our guests. If you love Halloween, love scaring people, and love getting paid to have fun, we're interested in having you join our Scream Team family. You must attend all auditions, which will be held on weekends during August and September. Auditions are not paid. You must be available to work weekend nights. This is a part-time temporary position. All employees of Frightland are required to be in costume and makeup regardless of position. Positions available include ghouls, makeup artists, ticket taper, ticket takers, crowd walkers, tractor drivers, and wagon riders. And to get more information or put in an application, visit Frightland.com. We have an update from Chicago's upcoming Room Escape Conference. Chicago's Room Escape Conference is coming this August 12th through the 14th to Schaumburg, Illinois, just north of Chicago. The CREC is an escape game event that's densely packed with comprehensive seminars, a vendor floor featuring the latest ideas in tech, social and networking events, after parties, and more, all designed to make your game business even better. Whether you're an escape room game owner looking to improve your event, a potential owner who's interested in learning all you can about this budding industry, or an enthusiast who just loves escape game attractions, there's something for everybody. Get full details at roomescapeshow.com and be sure to like their Facebook page at facebook.com/roomescapeshow for updates and announcements as they're available. We have a little sad news from Distortions Unlimited. Attention, we have been overrun with monsters. It's been a wonderful run, but the last Monster of the Month creation will be December 2016. Monster of the Month has been incredibly fun and inspiring for us, and we hope for you. We have enjoyed working with all the amazing artists that imagined and sculpted these creatures. If you have a 12, 6, or 3-month subscription, don't worry, you will get all the monsters you paid for. If you would still like to join us, we'll continue to offer 3-month subscriptions. We have some amazing monsters coming up, and we don't want you to miss this. But if you have been wanting to be a subscriber, this is it. And, of course, our monsters are sad that this is happening. Visit www.themonsterofthemonth.com for more information. We have a little news from the Sinister House haunted attraction in DeSoto, Illinois. Sinister House wants you. Join our team of scare actors. We'll be hosting our first round of meetings for those who are interested in being in the haunt. Food and beverages will be provided. Visit SinisterHouseHaunt.com Click on the contact page and follow the instructions at the bottom of the page. These are volunteer positions. We're looking for enthusiastic individuals who want to be part of bringing a truly terrifying haunted house to Southern Illinois. We look forward to scaring with you. Thank you. We have this from the Bernal Scream Haunted House in San Jose, California. Hello, all. The Bernal Scream Haunted House is looking for talented volunteers. We're in search of actors, makeup artists, and builders. You must be 18 or older. We will provide full costumes, makeup, food, and can sign off on community hours for school graduation purposes. Our event will take place at Westfield Oak Ridge Mall in San Jose, and the show runs from September 29th to October 31st from 7 p.m. until midnight. Please contact us on Facebook for more info or email thebernalscream@gmail.com. And that address is facebook.com/thebernalscream. Bernal is B-E-R-N-A-L. We have this from the Sacramento Horror Film Festival in Sacramento, California. The cult classic double feature returns this summer to the historical Colonial Theater in Sacramento. This season's selections, Hocus Pocus and The Lost Boys, featuring tribute performances by the area's best performance artists. Just confirmed, Billy Dwayne Worth from The Lost Boys will be making a special guest appearance. Also, Lost Boys soundtrack writer and singer G. Tom Mack will be performing Cry Little Sister live. A limited meet and greet VIP ticket is available now, and general admission tickets are also available now. Presented by the Sacramento Horror Film Fest on July 30th, 2016 at 8 p.m. at the historic Colonial Theater, 3522 Stockton Avenue in Sacramento. For details and tickets, please visit www.sachorrorfilmfest.com. We have an update from Chicago Frights. On Friday, July 29th, Chicago Frights is hosting a special screening of the family-friendly short film, The Adventures of Kitty Zombie. Be one of the first to see the story of how Kitty Zombie escapes the evil military scientist that created him and finds friendship and refuge with a group of neighborhood kids in their secret treehouse. With the military on his trail and a brand new world in front of him, Kitty's only chance at freedom lies in the hands of his new little friends. Evil scientists, monsters, treehouses, ninjas, and Kitty Zombie. After the screening, join us for a very special Q&A session with the writer and director and the star himself, Kitty Zombie. For more information on this fantastic short film, visit kittyzombieadventures.com. And for more info on Chicago Frights, visit chicagofrights.com. And finally, we have some news from me, Drew Badger. Attention haunt owners, I'm going to be in California July 28th through August 7th for Midsummer Scream and Scare LA, and I'm looking to put on a series of haunt actor workshops during the week of August 2nd through the 5th, that's a Tuesday through Friday. I already have a couple of haunts interested, but I'm looking for a couple more, and if you'd like more information, email me rabidbadgerhc@gmail.com or visit rabidbadger.org. or facebook.com/rabidbadger.hauntconsulting. I'm looking forward to seeing all of you soon, and I'm offering a really, really good price to anybody that wants to hold a weekday actor training seminar. Please send me an email, contact me, and we'll talk. Thank you. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bold juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet. Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
Tonight's interview is with David Markland of Midsummer Scream and was recorded in studio in July 2016. Tonight's interview is brought to you by Gantom, GANTOM.com.
And ladies and gentlemen, you know, we're still in the convention season. My goodness, it used to be back in the old days, Midwest Haunters Convention was the last convention of the year. But no longer, lots of cool stuff going on. And I'm, for those of you who don't know, I've talked about it a little bit. I even mentioned it on the news. I'm heading to California at the end of July. I'm heading to a couple of conventions, and I'm going to check out all the cool stuff. Got a brand new one coming to Long Beach, California, July 30th and 31st. It's called Midsummer Scream. Looks like it's going to be a whole lot of fun, you know, for everybody in the East Coast and the Midwest and the South that don't really know what's going on in California and the West Coast as far as haunt scene. It's shockingly big and shockingly great. So anyway, put the call out. I got David Markland from Midsummer Scream on the phone. David, are you with me?
I am. How's it going, Drew?
Good. Are you in Los Angeles right now?
I am, right in the middle of Hollywood.
Oh, all you Hollywood types. Hey, we'll have to do lunch, I guess, while we're out there. But anyway.
It's not as glamorous. It's not that glamorous. It's Hollywood. So.
Oh, please. I'm from a southern state. Don't destroy my illusions of Hollywood here. So anyway, Midsummer Scream, inaugural year this year, coming off the heels of some fairly successful conventions in your area. And branching out to this, happening in Long Beach, California. I believe that's the home of the Queen Mary's Dark Harbor Haunt. And
yeah, it's right
cool
next
thing.
Door.
Excellent. Yep. Right there on the water at the convention center.
Yeah, I wouldn't say next door. It's across the water.
Well,
so,
okay. Can you see it from the convention center?
You could, and I think a healthy swimmer could make it there if they're really into it.
Really dedicated. Just watch out for all the sharks and things.
Right.
Windsurfers and all you California types. But anyway, I digress. Let's talk Midsummer Scream. What's going on for those who live in California, live in the area, haven't really heard a lot about it, might be interested, for all those Halloween fans, what's going on at Midsummer Scream 2016?
We have a ton of stuff. We have about I always lose count a little bit, but three or four different stages of panels, presentations, or entertainment going on all weekend long. One of the big draws for us is we have all the major theme park Halloween attractions are coming out and doing previews of what they have coming up. So we have, you know, Queen Mary's Dark Harbor, which is right next door to us. They're going to come out and probably reveal some of their new characters and storylines. And Knott's Scary Farm, Universal Studios Halloween Horror Nights. We have Six Flags Magic Mountain's Fright Fest coming down. So all four of them will be doing a reveal of what they have coming up. And that's on top of other, you know, panels. We have, you know, Blumhouse.com coming out and going to talk about urban legends and, like, new boogeyman type stories, which I think haunters or people who just love scary stories will be able to share or exploit. And then we have Collider.com as well, bringing out Clark Wolf and their motley crew to talk about, you know, Halloween's impact on pop culture. Just a ton of presentations. Everyone to me is really exciting. We're really proud of the lineup. We think each one of them is worth the price of admission alone. But it's just nonstop. We have a really amazing gallery that's being curated by Lee Schimmel. It's called Ghoul Masters Gallery, and the guy who is hosting the gallery, the Ghoul Master, he actually used to be the icon for the Six Flags Fright Fest in New Jersey. And so he's going to be with us all weekend, debuting his new talk show and recording throughout the weekend as well. And then the other huge draw for us is we're doing a space called the Hall of Shadows, which is essentially our own little Halloween theme park in the convention, where we have around 10 different haunted attractions that people can walk through. And the first thing they're going to see when they walk into that is Larry Bones from Boneyard Effects. He's the lead makeup artist for Halloween Horror Nights here. He is doing his first foray into creating a haunted attraction, and his is a sort of a post-apocalyptic nuclear wasteland called Toxicity, which is huge. It is really big and will take a while for people to walk through. We have, of course, the show floor, which to me is sort of the tentpole for any event like this. It's where everybody can walk around and shop for the Halloween goods and cool new T-shirts, whether they're a amateur haunter or a home haunter to the pros. They'll have the stuff to shop from, along with we'll have additional experiences across the show floor itself, from, escape rooms to just things to do. We like people to get, make sure their hands are always busy or they're walking somewhere or they're always able to experience something. Since I'm just going off on everything, and then our Saturday night party, we're really proud that we have headlining it, Oingo Boingo Dance Party, which is all the band members from Oingo Boingo playing and doing all the hits. So it's going to be really exciting.
No, that's fantastic. Now, for people like myself, I live out in the East Coast and the Midwest and everything, and people, and I've mentioned this before when I talk to folks from California and the West Coast, they're like, how big is the Halloween scene in a place like Southern California? You got to figure the weather's perfect. Everybody's outside doing all this cool stuff. You don't have necessarily leaves changing and pumpkins growing and things like that. But,
right.
I think people really just associate when they think, Southern California, they think, the Mouse, they think Spider-Man, they think, all those big theme parks that happen to have, Halloween events like Not Scary and
yep.
other things like that. But how big is the, shall we say, mom and pop professional haunted house, or is it as big a scene as, probably not as far as like Ohio or Texas or something, but is it a big scene, and is this show catering more towards the haunters crowd, the people who work in the haunted houses, or is it cater more towards the horror con type thing, where, just a big Halloween enthusiast and maybe hoping to find a celebrity or two to get an autograph?
Right. No, I mean, I think there's a few things there. When I moved to LA in like 93, and definitely Halloween here is different. It doesn't get too much colder out. We don't have the foliage. When I first came here, there wasn't too much to do, but over the past 20 years, it's become a huge thing. And I think Halloween in general has gotten bigger. But here we kind of have to try a little bit harder to really give it some mood because, we have palm trees.
Sure.
And we're a desert community in many ways. So people really go all out. We have the advantage of, being the, entertainment capital of the world. We have, some really highly talented people here, who come here 'cause they work in the industry. And so around Halloween, they like to go crazy and decorate their homes. I think we have some of the most amazing home haunts in the country for sure. And then we've got the theme parks here, just from being sort of an urban area with four or five different theme parks within, a half hour drive for everybody. And they all are competing to be the biggest Halloween thing around as well. So, I can't really compare it to anything, Midwest or, East Coast, which, I think lends itself to its own awesome advantages and, their own types of creativity. But I can say it's, there's nothing else like it than what's going on here. But in terms of the event itself, to me, I think the number of people we have here who are the haunt pros, we have every haunt pro planning to come to Midsummer Scream just to check it out, or they're speaking or taking part in some way. They're all here. But the event itself, I mean, to me, it's made for people like me. I'm not a haunt professional. I made it because me and my producing partners, we all just love Halloween and haunts. And so it's like we wanted to make the event that we'd want to spend money to go to. And so I think it's really accessible for people of any level. But, you know, we do hope that people leave, that they kind of, you know, we always love when people leave and they think, oh, maybe I should make my own haunted house, which I'm sure will happen as well. And if not, they'll at least know what is coming up for the Halloween season that they have to go out and do.
As far as the vendors and things, are there going to be more haunt-related vendors? I mean, could somebody go in there and buy a $500 silicone mask or makeup or costumes?
Yeah.
But would it also be where you would be able to, as you mentioned before, T-shirts and, you know, movies and DVDs and classic, you know, cult films and things like that? Are you catering kind of to everybody in that kind of a way?
Yeah, I mean, I think we have a few different, you know, it's like over 150 vendors right now. And it ranges. You know, we have a couple dozen at least that are definitely for people who want to create effects, or they want to, either it's a home haunt or a pro haunt, they cater to that. You know, we have Fog It Up, we have Immortal Masks, probably one of the most amazing mask makers out there, which has, I mean, they have stuff for everybody who just wants to buy something to wear casually to, you know, very, very intense stuff that the studios use. And then in addition, we have, you know, another dozen different people selling really cool T-shirts or merchandise, you know, some leaning more towards haunt and some leaning more towards, you know, classic horror or modern horror. But it's a pretty big show floor, and we kind of, you know, we mix it all up. So we really encourage people to explore it, so they may find stuff that they weren't necessarily shopping for in the first place. They'll have a chance to see a lot of different products they may not see anywhere else.
Excellent. Will this be a show that has any celebrities there for autograph sessions, or will they be the quote-unquote celebrities be doing speaking panels?
Yeah, no, we have a few. It's definitely not our focus. We're really into making the attendee and the creators, the behind-the-scenes people, sort of the stars of the event, which I think is, you know, it's a little more inspiring. But we do have David Naughton, who's the star of American Werewolf in London. He'll be sending autographs with the Boneyard Effects and FX Faces booth. We have Bela Lugosi Jr. will be signing autographs with Rock Rebel. And Felissa Rose, who is the star of Sleepaway Camp, I think it was an 80s horror film, and she'll be there as well. And I'm sure a few other people will show up too. If you follow the blogs and, you know, YouTube channel, we have a few different stars from those areas. We have Collider coming, some of the crew from the Blumhouse.com site. So, it's an interesting mix.
You may have just somebody walking in buying a ticket that was in some big horror film back in the day, it sounds like.
Well, that's one of the cool things about LA is you never know who's gonna just come and pop in, and it's always kind of fun. So, I mean, even though I've lived here for 20 years, it never gets old.
What about the hotels and accommodations? Are there still rooms at the? Is there a host hotel? And if not, are there reasonable accommodations elsewhere?
I think we booked up pretty fast on that. Next year, now that we've sort of proven ourselves, I'm sure that they'll allot us a larger block. There are deals around if you look around and, don't mind taking an Uber in. I refer everybody to hotels.com. But there are plenty of hotels in the area. You could even stay at the Queen Mary and stay in a haunted ship, you know, just around the corner.
Excellent. Are they officially a partner with you guys? I know they're having a thing there, but...
No, they're not.
You get a discount if you were attending and staying over
But anybody who calls the Queen Mary should say that they're going to Midsummer Scream and they think they should get a discount. So that way, next year, they'll make sure it happens.
Excellent. So again, let's run through the things. It's July 30th. It's July 31st. Is it officially called the Long Beach Convention Center?
Yep.
Okay. How far is that from, say, LAX or some of the other local airports?
I mean, it's about 20 to 30 minutes from LAX. From downtown LA, it's about 40 minutes. Okay. Of course, it all depends on traffic, but on a Saturday or Sunday, it should be okay. Tickets, of course, are on sale. So, you know, depending on how soon people get this, you know, I always recommend, you know, browse through our vendors. Different vendors have discount codes, you know, so you can always get a deal on tickets. And if not, I think, you know, I definitely think the price of full admission is well worth it.
Of all the people and all the events and everything that's going on, what has generated the most fanfare as far as this is the must-not-miss event of the show?
You know, I think the Hall of Shadows has a lot of people really excited because it's a chance to kind of get a taste of a bunch of different haunts and different styles of haunts in the middle of summer. So that seems to be something people, you know, will always ask me about. You can go through the website and see what those haunts are. I'm excited, I know, for me to see that as well. We have a few that are, you know, that have been around that just keep perfecting every year with their sort of their portable haunts, and others that are brand new. And, you know, I think you can always agree sort of like even if you're going – no matter what, if you're checking out a haunt, like it's always exciting to see the kind of creativity and the amount of effort people put into this stuff. And I think people will really be blown away with what we're going to have on this floor.
Are you still looking for volunteers or people to help work?
You know, I would hate to ever say no to that, but the volunteer response has been huge. We do have, you know, we encourage people if they want to sign up, go ahead. And, you know, and if, you know, there's a particular skill or something that we should be aware of that may fill something that we need, that's always a possibility. But right now, I think we're going to be pretty well staffed, crossing my fingers, but we're feeling pretty good about that.
And ticket sales are strong at this point?
Yeah, no, they're going good. You know, with any event, it's always something, you know, you especially a first-time event, you're not sure, but we're feeling really good about it. I feel like we're going to have enough people so that way people won't be lonely. And, you know, and I, you know, I'd like to get to the point where it's almost uncomfortably crowded, but I think we have enough space. Long Beach itself is big enough. You know, we have enough room to accommodate a ton more. So, come and join us.
Always good to have room to grow. So, for people interested, if you're in Southern California, Northern California, if you're in, you know, neighboring states, you're going to be in the area the last weekend in July, you're intrigued by all this, how can people buy tickets, get more information, check out a list of schedules, vendors, panel discussions, all the night's entertainment, including Oingo Boingo, and all things Midsummer Scream? What are the best ways via websites and social medias for people to get that information?
Well, the term Midsummer Scream, as Midsummer Scream alone, is, you know, that's our Facebook, that's our Twitter, and Instagram. And then midsummerscream.org is the website where you'll go to buy tickets. So just midsummerscream.org.
And of course, we want to thank you for allowing the Big Scary Show to come out and cover this event that we are absolutely.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to add you as one of the celebrities. So, yeah, we're going to have Drew Badger there from Drew Big Scary Show.
We're listed on the vendors page. We're happy. But anyway, midsummerscream.org, coming to Long Beach, California, July 30th and 31st. David Markland, I want to thank you for taking time out of your extremely busy schedule to talk to us here on the Big Scary News. Once again,
thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Midsummerscream.org. We'll see you in a couple of weeks. My name is Drew Badger for the Big Scary News, and we are out.
Well, that's going to wrap it up for this episode of the Big Scary News. We wish to thank Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, www.froggiesfog.com. Remember to listen to the current Big Scary Show for even more news and information, including the Haunt Minute, Face Your Fears, great music from the Haunt Rocker, and the soon-to-be-famous Roundtable of Terror. Get all that and more only at bigscaryshow.com. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and others. This is Drew Badger signing off for the Big Scary News.